producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, 855-993-7569. Alrighty, so I thought we would talk about, I'm just trying to find out if December 2nd is a holiday in... For, I guess it is now for Castro. Let's see if we say December 2nd. Second holiday in Cuba. Doesn't look like it. Apparently it is in the Philippines.
Maybe Fidel just views it as his own.
It's
like
his
personal
day.
Holiday.
Maybe he was, yeah. Maybe he was born that day. I don't think so, though. December 2nd. Christian feast day, Bibiania, Channing Moore Williams, no, apparently. Celebrate the famous Cuban bolero singer, guitarist, and composer Carlos Pueblo during the festival held from November 29th to December 2nd. No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Public holidays in Cuba, no. We've got Christmas does, but no. That's interesting in a communist country that Christmas would be, if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're a communist, that religion is the opium of the masses. So there we'll have to speak to them about it. I guess that gets complicated when you're a Catholic country previously and then become communist. Alrighty. So I thought what we would talk about today... Since it's, I think one of the states just determined that they're going to allow convicts to vote.
It's Kentucky, restoring voting rights for 170,000 ex-cons.
Yeah, in, I think, state and city, but I think federal, I think you still can't vote.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that your understanding as well?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, so we asked whether or not you think that, because obviously, by definition, you're disenfranchised. Should ex-cons be allowed to vote? So what do you think?
I guess it kind of depends on, you know...
What the crime is.
Yeah, what they did and
you know. Now, for example, I don't think the guys at Enron should be allowed to vote, but none of them went to prison, unfortunately.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah.
I also think they shouldn't be allowed to talk with any senators as well.
Yeah.
And I don't think they should be allowed to bribe anybody. But I mean, let's figure it out. What if most crimes are not, and maybe it's that you can't vote when you're in prison, because that I could understand just because it becomes a mechanical problem,
right?
Just how do you, although you can get ballots to people overseas, you can get ballots to people in hospitals, but let's say that.
Okay.
So that if you're in prison for life, that you can't vote because basically you were removed from society.
Mm-hmm.
I can get that. But it would seem to me if you're out and on parole, or that if you're out and not on parole, that you should be, if we're saying that we want to reintroduce people into society and you paid your debt to society, why wouldn't you be allowed to vote?
Yeah.
So I think it's once you're out that you should be allowed to vote. I think when you're in prison, it makes a minor amount of sense because you're really not part of the society at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're, by definition, removed from society. So I would make that stipulation. As long as you're in prison, you can't vote, but once you're out, you can. That seems to me to make more sense.
Yeah, and I wonder, too, if there should be some sort of, you know, let's say someone gets out, you know, it's, well, okay, we'll call it, you know, it's 2015. Let's say somebody gets out today, you know, and, you know, I wonder if they should have to go through some sort of, you know, protocol before they're eligible to vote, if they have to go through something to
like, what would the protocol be?
I don't know. Just, you know... Being a good citizen for, you know, having a clean record for, you know, X amount
of
years.
Well, the question is, would if you paid your debt to society, if you're not on parole, and maybe the parole is becomes a gray area, but if you paid your debt to society, then in theory, what we've said is you paid your debt to society. You're now, you know, we're going to reinstate you. So, all right, the 855-993-7569. It just seems to me logical that if we've said, okay, you paid your debt to society, that you get to rejoin. And for the rest of us, we don't actually have to pass a protocol to vote, regardless of whether we're reasonable people or not.
Right.
Deb, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, this is Deb. I called yesterday.
Right.
And I got some homework from you.
You did, absolutely.
The company that I work for was sold and
right.
acquired by a much larger company.
Right.
I'm 63.
Right,
I'm,
got it.
Married, been with the previous company for over 20 years.
Right.
So I got the plus and minuses
good.
For retirement.
Okay.
The plus of, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just, but I'll be able to tell from your list which, what plus means. So go ahead.
Plus for retirement,
okay.
Minus for not retiring.
Got it. Okay.
Our office is closing. And so my office is going to be relocated about 40 minutes away.
Okay.
So
drive. All right. What's your commute time now?
About 10 minutes.
Okay. Okay. All right. So longer commute. Okay.
Longer commute. I will have time to work on rentals. We have rentals.
So that's a reason to retire, okay?
To retire.
Okay.
Right now I feel like a number, and I don't really feel like a part of this company.
Okay.
And
have you started have you started working for them yet or not?
Yes, I have.
How long you been there?
It was acquired in January.
So the better part of a year.
Better part of a year. Mm-hmm. It's a transition period. The actual time of being ingrained into that company is 1st of January.
So do you feel like you have to make a decision by the 1st of January?
No.
Good. Okay. Good enough. All right. Keep going.
Then I have my minuses.
Okay.
For retirement. Loss of connections.
Okay.
With people that I know and work with and have known for a long time.
Sure.
Economics are not a major factor, but insurance has a lot to do with it.
Okay.
Because I provide insurance for both my husband and I.
Okay.
I feel I may have a loss of motivation.
Motivation to do what?
Get dressed, take a shower, start my day.
You're going to turn into a slug is what you're telling me, huh?
That's what I'm worried about, yes.
You're going to be wander around in my bathroom, Deb, huh? Got it, all righty.
I like the work I do. I do find myself now not really getting into it, grabbing it, and running with it like I used to.
Okay.
So that's
What exactly kind of work do you do?
I deal with government regulations. I'm in compliance, so
okay.
it's environmental issues. Kind of legal issues, reporting,
okay.
audits, that kind of stuff.
All right. So when you look at those two lists, do you come up with an obvious answer or not?
Well, my minus to retirement is longer.
Okay. So intellectually, you're saying it makes more sense to stay working. Emotionally, how do you feel about it? Feel strong one way or the other or not?
I like working. And my plans were to continue working until 66, full retirement.
All right, so another 3 years. All right, fair enough. All right, hang on for me, and we'll come back and wander through this and see what your alternatives are. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF-42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF-53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking with Deb, and Deb's got kind of an interesting issue in that she's been working for a company for quite some period of time. They got acquired, and she's now saying, do I stay or do I go, which seems to be the theme of today's program in general, right? Do I stay or do I go? And she's done her homework. She made up a list of the reasons to stay and the reasons to go. So did at this moment, if you had to decide, and I'm not going to hold you to it, I promise, what would you do?
I would stay.
Why?
To give it a chance.
Okay, well, I think that's a perfectly reasonable thing to do. Let me tell you what else I was thinking about, because I think that's a very reasonable thing to do, that you're in that transition period. But one of the things I was thinking when I look at your list is it seems to me that a lot of the things that you could do from your home, right? It sounds like you probably need to be in there a couple of days a week, but the question is, do you need to be in there 5 days a week? And is it possible, for example, to negotiate a deal with them that says, I'd like to do Monday and Friday out of the house? I mean, which means that one of your concerns, which is the commute, goes away, in that you're only going to do it a couple of days a week, maybe three out of the five. So it seems to me that that's a possibility. And a lot of it sounds to me paperwork or phone stuff, and I assume you have a computer and a modem at home. So, I mean, and with the possibility, you don't really want to go to part-time status, I don't think, because you'll lose your insurance in most places. Sometimes not, but a lot of places you do. It gives you the opportunity to pursue some of the things that you were thinking about pursuing anyway, in that, you know, the rentals and having a little bit more time. It keeps your insurance intact, and it cuts your commute down. So what do you think?
I think...
You think they'd let you do it?
I think that's a good idea, yes. I think I might try that and see if they're open to it.
Yeah, you've got nothing to lose. And you've got it buys you a little bit of time, and you're really talking about 3 years. So you're not talking about the rest of your life, and you like doing it. And it also allows you to kind of experiment a little bit to see if there are other things. For example, there's nothing that's going to stop you from finding a job closer to home. It just seems to me that it takes care of a lot of your issues. And at this moment, it may be that you don't even have to retire at 66. If you're doing 2 days out of the house and 3 days at the office, or some combination of those two, then you have the time to sort it out. And it may be when you're 66 and your Medicare or Medicaid, I never remember which, plunks in, then the insurance doesn't make as much difference. It may be fun for you or fun for them for you to be working part-time. I mean, it just seems to me to give you a whole lot of options here.
Okay. I think I will do that.
And then you don't really have to do anything. You don't really have to change anything.
Yeah. I do have an office at home already, so.
Yeah. But again, explain to them that you really don't want to be part-time, because then it's going to affect your benefits. But just to work out of your house 2 days a week. And presumably you've been there long enough, and it means that you have to – let me offer you a couple of suggestions about as well, that if you're going to do that, it probably makes some sense to not turn into the little couch potato and wander around in your jammies, especially when you're going to work for them, although you don't necessarily have to put on lipstick and heels. But you basically want to make sure that that you're treating it seriously, because if you get up and get dressed and whatever, then you're going to have a much easier time convincing them, and you're going to have a much easier time thinking about it in those kinds of ways.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
All righty.
I will give it a try.
Yeah, I mean, talk to them about it, and it does give you – I mean, you're already to the point where you're thinking, all right, it's not odious. I'm willing to give it a little bit more time. So the point being, what do you have to lose at this moment? That you go ahead and talk with them about it. You may find that you like it better. But, I mean, just being able to work out of your house 2 days a week, which means you don't have to get up as early. You buy yourself an hour and a half on those 2 days, which is 3 hours a week of your life back. And you have the connections. You can do the rental property. You can take some of that time, because you're buying yourself 3 hours a week of not having to commute. And it turns out to be more than that, because it takes a while to get dressed and all that kinds of things. So you're going to buy yourself at least 4 or 5 hours a week that you didn't have. And if you devote those to your rentals, to looking for other work closer to home, to doing whatever you want to do, And maybe you may be able to knock it down by working longer those 3 days that you're in, so that you only are working 1 day a week out of the house. I mean, I think it gives you all sorts of flexibility. It keeps the connections. You don't have to worry about turning into an instant slug, except those 2 days that you're working out of the house. And I mean, it seems to me you keep your insurance benefits and see what happens.
Okay. I will try.
All right, and we'll see what they say. And if they say yes, then you're home free. If they say no, then you can figure out what you want to do. And I think you've already decided that you'd like to give it. And you may want to have a time in your time frame in your head, so you don't feel quite as anxious about it. Because if you don't have any time frame, the first day you wake up with a cold and think, to hell with this, and that isn't what you want to do. I would sort of say, maybe by summer, by the third quarter, something like that, you make a decision. But it sounds like for right now that you like working, you like the job. The question is, what's going to happen? It's a bigger company. I don't feel quite as connected, but there are a lot of people here that I still like. I'm losing a little bit of time every day because of the additional commute, which is basically, it's going to cost you an hour more a day. But if it's 3 hours, if it's 3 hours for those 3 days you're working, and you get back the 3 hours because you're not doing any commuting at all for those, then it sort of evens out to be about the same.
Okay.
So see what they say.
Okay.
All right? You don't sound convinced.
No, my brain is just working on how I'm going to approach it. And
fair enough. You're already planning the you're already planning the speech, huh? Good for you.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Let me know what happens. But again, I think more and more people are doing this and sort of finding it very successful. And companies are liking it as well, too, because quite often when people are working out of the house, assuming that they're reliable human beings, that they actually get more work done, that there's, because if you look at the time that either you or anybody else spends at work, and because you have all this compliance stuff, you may actually spend more time actually working. But a lot of time at work is spent frivolously. You know, you've got lunch breaks, you've got people catching up on the football games, you have, you know, conversations go on that have nothing to do with it. God forbid anybody's doing cyber shopping. You know, so quite often working out of the home makes it much more efficient, not only for the person who's at home, but for the company itself. So you got some options here, Cookie. All righty. Let me know what happens. And as Manny says, we love having the feedback. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your Play card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, not a bad idea, and not a bad idea to do it relatively soon so we don't run out of time. Deb got a homework assignment, which actually turned out to be fairly valuable, I think. But if you don't want a homework assignment, you may want to call before the end of the hour. Although you may still get a homework assignment, but it decreases the possibility just because I run out of time. 855-993-7569, or we're talking about the fact that at least one state in the union has changed legislation to allow ex-cons to vote, at least in state and, I guess, municipal and city elections. And the question is, if you ran the world, would you do it? I think my point is, which I hadn't really thought about, to be quite honest, is as long as you're not in prison, I think it makes some sense to let ex-cons, once you've served your time, okay, so you've served your time, so, okay, so you should be able to vote. If you're in prison, by definition, you're not part of society at that moment, right? You're being removed from society. And therefore, I think it makes less sense in that you're very likely going to be less informed in theory, and that you really are still paying your debt to society. So I think that makes some sense to wait on that. But I think once you're out, and the question is, what happens when you're on parole? And Manny's saying, well, you know, there should maybe be some kind of test that you have to take that says that you're going to be a responsible member of society. But I suspect if you're not going to be a responsible member of society, you're probably not registered to vote anyway.
Right.
So I would make it the distinction being as long as you're out and not on parole. And the question of parole, I don't know. I think I'd probably encourage people, I suppose, once as their parole was coming to an end, maybe that's something that a halfway house does or something, is register you to vote and get you informed on the issues and whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see what other people said.
Mark says if they've served their time in jail and or paid their fines, then yes, they certainly should be allowed to vote.
Okay. He's with me on this one.
Terry says no, they lost that right when they committed their felony.
Okay. So you only get one shot, huh?
That's the way
I got it.
Use it.
I got it. Well, it's not an unreasonable thing to do. Is that, look, if you give up certain rights, I mean, for example, you can't be bonded once you have a prison sentence. That there are certain things that you give up when you did that. I mean, and part of it is the distinction about what are crimes. The major one being right now possession of marijuana, which has now become legal in a lot of places. So what happens with people who are in prison having been in prison for possession? Interesting question.
Yeah. Amber says low information voters should be less allowed to vote than ex-cons.
You mean the nincompoop factor.
Gail says if they have served their time and paid their debt to society, then yes, they should be able to vote. To continue to treat ex-cons like they're still criminals is not right. I do not believe it is right to try to keep them from having a job once they're out of prison either. It's terrible how society views ex-cons. Let them live and show that they can be productive members of society rather than forcing them back into criminal behavior because it is so difficult to get employment.
I think the issue is employment, though, not voting. All right, so could you, what was her first sentence? She said yes.
Yeah, she said if they've served their time and paid their debt to society, then yes, okay, they should be able to vote.
Okay.
Kathy says, kind of like the way she put this, she says, sure, they're not X for nothing.
Okay. How does she feel about her ex? That's a different question. They're ex for nothing as well, huh?
Just a couple more here. Marion says, when they have served their time and completed probation, they should be allowed to vote. One mistake should not be held against a person for life.
Well, again, if they've served their time. So you're basically, it sounds like there's that consistent thing is once you're out, you're out. If you're still in prison, then you haven't paid your debt to society. You're still paying it. At which point you're, it's not so much that you're still paying your debt, is that you're removed from society. We've said, okay, you've done something so heinous that we don't want you to play with us anymore. So if you can't play with us anymore, you can't decide who's going to be our team leader when we play. So that seems to be to have a certain inherent logic. I think the issue about employment is a really important one.
Terry, who commented earlier, she comes back in response to Marion and says, one mistake, the one that they got caught. The one mistake that they got caught.
A little cynical. Okay.
Just a couple more here. Kiana says, I don't know what the argument is for taking their vote away in the first place.
Well, as I said, I think it's, I don't know originally what it was, but I can see both the philosophical and the practical. The practical is, I suppose, just getting ballots into a prison and things of that sort, which isn't that big a deal. As I said, the military does it, and you can get absentee ballots. But I think it's more saying, okay, you've given up your rights as a citizen because you've broken our laws. It's an interesting question. I wonder if we have any idea about when that occurred.
Right.
Let's see, when, you keep going, I'll see if I can find it.
We just have one left here from Don. Don just says, once their time has been served, then yes. So
All right, well,
it seems rather overwhelming that a lot of people are, or at least from the eight that we got here, that was looked like it was 7-1 basically.
I think there were two that said no. Felony disenfranchisement.
Two from the same person.
Oh, all right. Well, at least I count well. Felony disenfranchisement is excluding people otherwise eligible to vote from voting, due to conviction of a criminal offense, usually restricted to the more serious class of crimes, felonies. Jurisdictions vary in whether they make such disenfranchisement permanent or restore suffrage after a person has served a sentence or completed parole or probation. Affected individuals suffer collateral consequences, including loss of access to jobs, housing, and other facilities. Opponents have argued this disenfranchisement restricts and conflicts with principles of universal suffrage. This can affect civic and communal participation in general. Well, history. Traced back to ancient Greek and Roman traditions, commonly imposed as part of the punishment on those convicted of infamous crimes as part of their civil death, whereby these persons would lose all rights and claim to property. Most medieval common law jurisdictions developed punishments that provided for some form of exclusion from the community for felons, ranging from execution on site, to exclusion from community processes. The United States is among the most punitive nations in the world when it comes to denying the vote to those who have been convicted of a felony offense. In the U.S., the Constitution implicitly permits the states to adopt rules about disenfranchisement for participation in rebellion or other crime by the 14th Amendment, Section 2. It is up to the states to decide which crimes could be grounds for disenfranchisement, and they are not formally bound to restrict this to felonies. However, in most cases, they do. As of 2008, over 5.3 million people in the United States were denied the right to vote due to felony disenfranchisement. Approximately 13% of the United States population is African American, yet African Americans make up 38% of the American prison population. Slightly more than 15% of the United States population is Hispanic, while 20% of the population, prison population is Hispanic. People who are felons are disproportionately people of color in the United States. Felony disenfranchisement laws disproportionately affect communities of color, as they are disproportionately arrested, convicted, and subsequently denied the right to vote. Research has shown that as much as 10% of the population in some minority communities in the United States are unable to vote as a result of felony disenfranchisement. Well, that seems to me an appropriate conversation on a day that's talking about slavery. In national elections in 2012, all the various state felony disenfranchisement laws added together blocked an estimated 5.85 million felons from voting, up from 1.2 million in 1976. Whew. That's a factor of four, more than four, almost five. This comprises 2.5 of the potential voters in general and includes 8% of the potential African-American voters. Wow. The state with the highest number of disenfranchised voters was Florida, with 1.5 million disenfranchised, including more than a fifth of potential African-American voters. Rick Santorum argued for the restoration of voting rights for convicted felons. His position was attacked and distorted by Mitt Romney, who alleged that Santorum supported voting rights for felons while incarcerated, rather than Santorum's stated position of restoring voting rights only after the completion of sentence. Barack Obama supports voting rights for ex-offenders. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Did you know all that? I didn't know all that.
I did not know all that, no.
So there we go. Let's hear it for Google, the talk show host friend. All right. So the idea being that that most people sort of, I think we're really consistent with Kentucky at this point. It's really interesting to me that the states that, to a certain extent, we feel are the least progressive are doing some of the most progressive things in terms of legislation, in terms of education, in terms of voting rights, in terms of gay marriage, all sorts of things that have traditionally not been viewed as progressive things happening in states that we don't view as progressive very much. So there, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square.
All right, Judy. Okay, all right. I don't want Judy to get, to sort of blow a gasket because we've got a lot of stuff coming up. We've got View from the Bridge coming up. We've got Color Purple coming up. I don't know what's happening with China Doll. They've pushed back the opening a couple of times, so I don't know what's going to happen about that. Apparently, it's a ticket that has a huge subscription base because Al Pacino's going to be in it, but they keep pushing it back, so I don't know. At any rate, let me tell you the one I did see, which is actually worth seeing. It's at one of my favorite venues, which is 59 East 59th, and it's a two-person play that's written by Jane Martin. And let me just give you kind of a brief, I'll tell you what the good news about it and the bad news. I had talked about earlier this week that I ran into John Kennedy Kane, who is the official ringmaster for the Big Apple Circus. And he, I got to be his kind of, I guess his apprentice for the Big Apple Circus. I got to be the ringmaster, the guest ringmaster when they did a special needs kids circus. And he was lovely. And so when I was walking into the theater, he said, "Oh my goodness, I recognize that voice." And he was very charming. And it turns out he was with one of the roustabouts from the circus, which was a great guy, and two of the clowns for next year. Turns out clowns do a one-year contract with circuses. And these two are charming people who are married to each other. She was married in a balloon wedding gown, which looked, they showed me pictures. It was terrific. And I said, "How did you find them?" And she said, "Well, I look for the best." I said, "There's more than one?" And she said, "Oh, yeah. People who make balloon wedding gowns. Try Googling that, folks." At any rate, I digress. So, and the director of this, of H2O, is also the director of the Big Apple Circus last year and will be bringing Cirque du Soleil to Broadway next year. So it was really, so I think part of it is my impression of the play may have been a little bit affected by the context. But it's two-person play, as I mentioned. Jake is played by Alex Polduk, who is a, in the play, is a popular figure who's was a struggling actor and handyman and ended up getting accidentally cast as a superhero whose tongue was cut out with, at birth, or was born without a tongue or some such thing. And he made three superhero movies that made a huge amount of money. And he's now been tapped to play Hamlet on Broadway. Sound familiar? Can you say Bruce Willis? Can you say Julia Roberts? Can you say, I mean, we could go on and on, couldn't we? All right, so, and he is having major questions about this. Enter Deborah, who is played by Diane Mayer, who, I mean, there's several problems with the play. Let me tell you the good news about it, which is the two of them interact very well with one another. She is a born-again fundamentalist Christian who is also an actress, and she explains in the first couple of seconds of the play why that's not contradictory. We have no reason, we have no idea about why she ends up at his apartment while he when he's just slit his wrist, which is a major problem, right? You're starting off something of saying, "Well, why is she there to begin with?" which is never answered, which is a problem. But the deal is that this is kind of a classic argument of good versus evil in some ways, about him feeling like that he's a failure and he's about to be exposed, and her feeling that Shakespeare is God's manifestation on earth. So he decides to clumb on to her as his salvation, and she does something completely unrealistic, which is he offers her the part of Ophelia, and she says, only if I can audition for it. Folks, I have known a lot of actresses in my time, a lot of actors. I don't know any of them who, under any circumstances, would have nodded and said, "Me, me, 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 me." I mean, the idea of, "Oh, no, I'm not going to get this play unless I audition for it." Please. So that's another problem about the play. It is brilliantly staged, where they move doors around, and she in particular changes clothes on stage a lot. He's got the better part. I think he's the stronger actor. And he does a deconstruction of Hamlet that is one of the funniest, smartest things I've ever heard. He just stands up, and he's dressed in his Hamlet outfit, and he's having a very hard time understanding Shakespeare to begin with, and he says, "I know this is the best play that's ever been written in the English language, but I don't get it." He wants to kill Claudius, and then he wants to save Claudius. And who would have Rosencrantz and Guildenstern as friends anyway? And who is Yorick except a prop? And then he's depressed, but then his solution to depression is to kill everybody? So, I mean, it's a brilliant dissection of Hamlet and the pretentiousness sometimes of Shakespeare. They're fun to watch. As I said, I think that that he is better than she is, but it's hard to know. It's hard to separate. She has got the less accessible part, and he points out that she is awfully smug at some point, and I think that's true. She also has kind of a weird relationship with her father, and I think the play would have made more sense if they'd somehow suggested that there was something a bit untoward going on there, which explained her ambivalence about a whole lot of things. But having said that, it's worth seeing. And if you're looking for a theater, I mean, there are a lot of theater companies, and there's a lot of Broadway, as I said, this year with big names. But there's a lot of off-Broadway stuff and names that you perhaps are less familiar that's really worth seeing. So I would really encourage you to get yourself a ticket to the Apple and see what you can find here. You know what I was going to do? I've got, about a minute and a half here?
You've got about 2 minutes.
Okay, what I was going to do, if I can find it, is find the New York Film Critics just put out their... see if I can find them, darn. Their list of the awards for this year. And they gave Fury Road the top award, which seems to me a little strange, but what can I tell you? Here we go. Mad Max Fury Road, they said, was the best film of the year. A little offbeat. They said the best director was Ridley Scott in The Martian. Best actor, Matt Damon in The Martian. Best actress, Brie Larson in Room. Supporting actress, Sylvester Stallone in Creed. Best Supporting Actress, Jennifer Jason Leigh in The Hateful Eight. Best Original Screenplay, Quentin Tarantino, The Hateful Eight. Best Adapted Screenplay, Drew Goddard, The Martian. Animated Feature, Inside Out. Breakthrough Performance, Beasts of No Nation. Best Foreign Language, Son of Saul. Best Documentary, Amy. Best Ensemble, Big Short. And Sicario for Outstanding Collaborative Vision. So you can tell that there's that there's no one movie, I think, that's going to clean up this year. A lot of people have liked Spotlight. Although I don't... Did they give anything to Spotlight? I don't think they did. The Hateful Eight... No. But you can hear... I mean, when you've got The Martian, Hateful Eight, and Fury Road, all there's no clear favorite this year for the Oscars. So it should be an interesting race. As I said, we'll give you a chance. Have we put it up yet, Manny, that of giving people an opportunity to vote for the best movie of the year? I think all people should do is vote for one and tell me why, and we'll put it up, and we'll just leave it up for a while.
Okay.
So we're not going to do it immediately. All right. And I've already started compiling my list. So we'll let you know. But that is a very weird list to close. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRAs, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi. I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.